got time for one more email, and this one comes from Ambalika in London. Mm-hmm. In fact, she wrote to us twice. First one she wrote says, "Hello, I want to know if I can attend Swami Prabhupada's lectures in London or in Delhi. If he does not lecture to common public, is there anywhere I can watch his lectures on the internet or buy a CD?" And by the way, with a second email, which you said the following shortly after, says,
That was within an hour.
That was within an hour, right? Okay. I'm so sorry, I did not know he has left us. I am so unlucky, he left us the year I was born. I will try and find the lectures online." And again, that's from Ambalika Chipkara from London. So,
Ramanujan, do you mind if I look at this?
Yes, sure.
This mail? Ambalika, when I read this mail, when you just said, "I want to know if I can attend Swami Prabhupada lecture in London or in Delhi," immediately I was thinking about myself, my youth. When you send me this second email, "I am so sorry, I didn't know he has left us, I am so unlucky, he left us the year I was born, and that means 1977. I will try and find the lectures online." Actually, this story very similar to myself. I received one book, and this book was On the Way to Krishna. And the moment I read this one line on this book, I immediately realized, I said, this is a guru I have been looking for throughout my life. I met so many gurus, I met so many religious people, but nobody could convince me.
Right.
But one line, which Prabhupada, when I read, I immediately got convinced. At that time, I wanted to meet Swamijaya Prabhupada.
Yes.
And that was in, you know, so moment when I said, this is a person I want to see.
Yeah.
But on the back of the book, it was written, Srila Prabhupada was departed in 1977.
Yeah.
And immediately tears started coming to my eyes, as exactly like you're feeling. I felt the same way. But then I thought, even Srila Prabhupada may have departed 1977, but his still teachings would be there. He must still have some disciples, he must have some literature. So then I started going to temple again of Hare Krishna, along with my wife, Shyama Sakti Devi Dasi, who comes from Redwood, along with you. So we both started going to temple again. And this is where I took shelter of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. I started reading his books scrutinizingly. And I was very fortunate, actually, some devotees in 1987, he left some books with me. So immediately I started reading these books. At that time, there wasn't that many internet facilities.
Yes. Mm.
So immediately what I suggest is you can do so many things. There is internet facilities, you can read proper books on internet even. You can associate with devotees, you can go nearby ISKCON temples.
Mm.
And of course we will be showing in our programs how to practice Krishna consciousness in the home. Ambalika, I was, the moment when I read your email, I was thinking myself too. And the way you felt sorry, I felt sorry too.
It's true. I think that's the way most of us felt as well.
Yeah.
When we first heard, we came in touch with the book, and understood the book. But actually, thank you for bringing up this wonderful topic, Ambalika. And of course, thank you for the other viewers who have also written in. We'd like to still encourage you to write to us, because as Ramanuja probably said earlier, we've got a whole year ahead, or even more years ahead of us, with wonderful shows to come. Please tell us what you'd like to see, and we'll also cover them in future programs. So, once again, thank you, Ramanuja Prabhu, for joining us.
Thank you.
And Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.